Let's get ready to study God's Word. Welcome to another episode of Rightly Divide the Word of Truth. This is Andrew S. Baker, and it's time for another devotional study. Please be sure to visit us at BibleStudy.ASBZone.com, where you can find links to our previous episodes and various Bible study resources. Let's have a word of prayer before we get into our study. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of studying your Word in this way. We ask you to give us wisdom and understanding. May we be understood clearly. And may everything be done to your name's honor and glory. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's study is entitled, Unto the Church of Sardis. Our passage for this study is Revelation 3 and verse 1. And in the King James Version it says, And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, These things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God, and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name that thou livest, and art dead. Okay, this is the letter to the church in Sardis. Now, the time of Sardis is what we would call the Reformed churches. It's from 1798, the end of the dead church era, to 1844. Okay? And we're definitely going to publish, each of the podcasts is going to have the list and the timing of the churches. Okay? From 1798 to 1844. And it represents, Sardis represents the dead churches, the churches that came out from within Protestantism, that came away from the mother church, the Roman Catholic Church. But even in coming out, they did not make progress, they did not make further progress on doctrine and understanding of the Word of God than their original reformers had. So the folks in the Protestant Reformation that moved out and committed themselves to God and understood the areas in which the Mother Church was out of line, out of alignment with the Scripture, they moved away from those areas but never studied further to understand if, in fact, there were more areas or greater light to be had. So they never fully came out from under the darkness of the Mother Church. Let's look at the entire message. Revelation chapter 3, verses 1 to 6. And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, These things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God, and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name that thou livest and art dead. Seven is a number of perfection or completion. And so the seven spirits of God, Christ is the one with the perfect spirit of God, and Christ has the seven stars. The stars are the angels or the messengers to the seven churches. So Christ has the perfect number of everything. And he says to them, I know thy works, and I know that you have a name that says you're alive, but you're dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. Right? Instead of saying, I have somewhat against you, he's saying, most of your works are not in harmony. You have a lot that's not right. Okay? You need to be watchful and strengthen those things which remain. Strengthen those things which remain. Hold on to those things which haven't been lost as yet, but are ready to die, the things that are wilting. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast, and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Now, it's interesting to have this happen, right? Because the time period, again, is from 1798, which is the close of the time of the papal power, to 1844, which is the time of the great, which is the end of the time of the Great Awakening, when so many began to look for the coming of Christ. And so they're being told in this time, if you are not watching and ready, and if you're not repenting, my coming will appear to you as a thief. It will seem to you that I have come as a thief. And that's not because the second coming was going to occur there, but Christ knew that there was going to be a lot of attention and focus on the second coming, and it was going to catch people off guard who were not studying and not looking earnestly for the second coming. Verse 4, thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Again, this message is to the churches that had come out from the Mother Church under the various reformers, right? Lutheran, Methodist, etc., Baptist, all of these guys had come out with a little bit of light. But there's still a lot that they were doing that was not right. And Christ is saying to them, remember therefore how you received and heard. Remember the whole process of you coming into the truth that you did get, and hold it fast. Okay? Be watchful and strengthen the things that remain. You did get some truth. Hold it fast, especially in that window of time. The folks that lived in that time period. Hold it fast. There are few of you in Sardis, even in Sardis, that have not defiled your garments. You've lived up to the light of the truth that you do know. And those who overcome will walk in white, for they are worthy. Those who overcome will be clothed in white raiment, and their names will not be blotted out of the Lamb's Book of Life. This tells us that in every era of the church, in every age of the church, it was possible for someone to be saved. That even in the darkest times, Christ and his sacrifice were still supreme and could still save and did still save. There's no era of the church where people failed to be saved, despite the chaos that went around. Let him that hath an ear, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. Okay, this is church number 5. We only have 2 more. This church was after the dead church. And it was a church that had a name that it was alive, but it too was dead or certainly dying. It had things that were ready to die. And the Lord says, you got to wake up and be watchful, because I'm coming soon. And if you're not watchful, my coming will be to you like a thief in the night. Okay? This is a short message, reasonably so. But it warns us that at every period of time, we need to be prepared. No matter what is going on around us, we have to be ready. We have to hold fast to the things that we've learned. We should be seeking for additional knowledge, but we should be definitely living up to the light that we have. No point in looking for more light when you're not leveraging the light that you already have. Okay? And the promise of overcoming is made to each and every one of us, even in the worst circumstances that we find ourselves in, if we are faithful and have not soiled those garments, if we are faithful by God's grace, because remember, God is the one who has the perfect Spirit of God. He has the seven spirits of God, perfection. The Holy Spirit is there for us. And even in this age of time where there was death because folks were not paying attention to the Word of God, the Holy Spirit was still being promised. The messengers were still being promised to alert peoples so that there could be more that were found ready. He that overcometh will walk with me in white, for they are worthy. Let us hold fast that which we have, and let us walk with Christ because we are worthy, because he is worthy. Our worthiness is because of what he has done. Let's never forget that. Revelation 3:1 says, "And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, These things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name that thou livest and art dead." We need more than a good name. The name Christian only means something if we're living according to Christ, if we're living in accordance with his will, and if we're abiding in the vine. Let's close with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for these messages to the churches. We thank you for the message, brief as it is, to Sardis. We ask you to help us that no matter what point we find ourselves in, that we'll hold fast to your truth, that we'll seek to live in harmony with your will. Please bless us. Grant us wisdom. Help us to be willing to share with others so that we can all walk with you in white, not just us, but those that we have the privilege of leading to the foot of the cross. We pray, Lord, that you will empower us by your Spirit. Bless us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. You can reach us via email at BibleQuestions@ASBZone.com. We look forward to hearing from you, whether you have questions, comments, suggestions, or concerns. We also recommend that you check out the True Wisdom podcast, where Robert and I discuss Bible stories and topics together. Both of these podcasts can be found on well over a dozen platforms, including Pandora, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and much, much more. Please remember our ministries in your prayers. Until we meet again next time, may God richly bless you as you prayerfully study and share his holy word.